Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Lenihan.
It's episode 166. We're to the end of July already. The summer is just flying right on by, and we hope that you're enjoying it. And we're still on that mission 1 million. By the end of this summer, we're going to be 1 million downloads and streams of the Songwriter Connection podcast. And that's all thanks to you spreading the word, hitting that like button and subscribe, telling folks all about it. We've got a great artist and songwriter today. And we're going to talk a little country music. And I know what you're saying. You just said a genre, Dave, country music. But yeah, I did, and I don't like genres. You know what I how I feel about that. But this is a great story. We have British country music today from across the pond. We have Brooke Ellingworth from the Oxford Ellingworths, right? It just sounds so proper and great. I love it.
It does.
It's very British sounding, right? You're from Oxford, and that's, what, about a two-hour drive west of London?
No, it's not an hour.
About an hour?
It's not an hour northwest.
Uh-huh. Yeah? Did you spend a lot of time in London? Or
I do, yeah. Gigging, mainly.
Gigging. And you've been gigging since you were like 11 years old, I read.
Yeah.
11?
Yeah.
Tell us how that came about.
First gig, 11.
And you're like, what, 20, 25, 24?
I'm 25.
25? Wow.
Amazing. That came about, like... I live in like a tiny little town in the countryside. It's actually like a hamlet. It's that small.
Really?
Okay. And big musician town for some reason. Like, some way, almost every family in the village has a musician in the family.
Yeah.
It's odd. And
really?
There's a, there was this beers and blues festival in the village called Roke Fest that I sort of grew up with. And cool. Like, went every year. And that's where I sort of found my love for guitar and found the inspiration to pick up a guitar when I was like 8.
Uh-huh.
I was playing for a few years, and then because everyone's neighbors, everyone's friendly, I got the opportunity to have my first gig at 11 there.
Wow, that's amazing. You must have picked up that guitar mighty quickly.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. See, that's talent. I mean, you just pick up and start playing. Did you take lessons, or did it just make sense to you?
I had lessons with a brilliant musician called Joff Winks. He's in a prog band called Sanguine Hum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not familiar.
I haven't seen him in a few years, though, man. I need to catch up with him, grab a coffee.
I grew up on, I'm quite a bit older than you, but I grew up on the Beatles music and a lot of the British invasion acts that, in fact, I wore my Who Quadrophenia shirt in your honor today. I was a big Who fan. But you had a combination of country and rock, right?
Yeah.
And I guess both blend together became your genre, the stuff that you do.
You know, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Grew up with a lot of singer-songwriter stuff.
Did you?
And, like Tim Buckley and Bob Dylan.
Dylan.
And loads of Springsteen.
Yeah. Love Springsteen, too.
And then there was some harder sort of rock and roll going on. There was like a lot of like ZZ Top, a lot of Bon Jovi. And then my mum would always play country music.
Yeah? Your mom was the country music fan?
She was. Yeah.
Country music is big in England, isn't it?
Well, she is. It is. Yeah. Is it? It's getting bigger and bigger like every year.
That's great.
Which is awesome. Like you see all the, like all of the big cats come over and do giant shows.
Book these big arena shows and stadium shows and sell them out.
And that's festivals great. And all that. And
that's great.
Yeah, it's a big deal over in the UK. It's getting... I was speaking to someone about it the other night, actually, and someone was telling me... I was chatting with a friend, and they were like, it seems like over like the past like couple of years, there are more country fans, and like people are starting to come out of the woodwork a bit more. Like the people that you'd like speak to or know or look at me, it's like they're not a country fan, or they've always sort of hated on it.
Yeah.
Then they come out and they're just like, oh, I actually know this song and I really like it. You know, it's just like, so there are, I think people are starting to be more flexible with genres and they like.
That's awesome. That's good to see that it's growing even there too. Mm. And of course, you're in Nashville. It's crazy. You know, you've got all the bro bars and everything down there.
Right.
You're doing it right, my friend. You come into town quite a bit. Now, you still live across the pond, but you make regular trips to Nashville. How long has that been going on?
First time I came out, it was 2018, and I think I did like a couple of trips that year.
Did you?
That was a Texas trip that year as well.
And you make good use of your time while you're here. You do some co-writing.
I do.
And recording, and we're going to get into that. And you play around a lot. I saw, I played at the local last week, and I saw that you were on the bill after me. And I couldn't stick around to see you because I was, it was a twofer night, and I had to go. But I wanted to catch your show. I've seen you on your YouTube channel and stuff.
Yeah.
Good performer.
Thank you.
How was it? Did you have fun? You did the freak show, right?
I did do the freak show. Yeah. The one that Terry Joe puts
Terry
on.
Terry Joe, yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious that we were both on the Isn't same some, round.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even clock it.
You were a few rounds after me. But, I was very early in the night. But
dude, I love playing writers rounds in this town.
Did they do that at home?
They don't. It's not really a thing. There's a couple that are starting to happen because country's getting so big. There are definitely writers rounds that are starting to
kind of the bluebird thing, play. Right? That's good.
I'm actually back at the freak show tonight.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm there. Wow. I think I'm 10 p.m. I'm like the last round.
Okay. I'll try to make it out there tonight.
Yeah, dude, you should.
I mean, what day is today? Today, Wednesday?
It's all day.
It's a Wednesday, all day, that we're taping it. And, of course, this show always comes out on Wednesday mornings, so you can get up bright and early and make a new connection. Our connection today is Brooke Ellingworth, and Got It Right This Time. And you've got a new single out. I want to talk a little bit about the writing of that song.
Sure.
And we're going to get into the craft of songwriting and how you approach songwriting. But I want to play this song for everybody. Tell us about this song.
Well, it came about through a moment, an experience with someone that I had, a moment in time, and it dwelled on me for a long time. And I had this chorus that I wrote August, was it last year? Year before, so 22, I think it was, 22, I think it was November time. I had this chorus, and then I sort of shelved it for a bit, came back to it the following year, and the song just fell out of me. And it's about that first kiss that you have with somebody that changes your life. Not necessarily the first kiss ever, you know, when you like bump teeth with someone at school.
But the first real.
But that first kiss that if it's with the person that you're with today, the person you're married to, or maybe it's the one that got away.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kiss that sort of changed a lot for you.
So much.
It's taking it back to that time.
So many of my favorite songs just capture a moment like that. So let's give it a listen. It's like it was the first time. It's Brooke Ellingworth on this Songwriter Connection podcast.
You and me in the stratosphere. Let me spin you around. phone and kiss you like I did that night, like it was the first time. You had me across the room, a whiskey dancing like strangers do. I wish I already knew that you were just passing through, but nothing I could really do to save myself from falling for someone like you. So take my heart for another round, shoot me straight, don't water me down. Look through me with those fiery eyes. You made everyone else disappear, just you and me in the stratosphere. Let me spin you around and kiss you like I did that night.
Song, well crafted and very well produced. Our guest Brooke Ellingworth on the Songwriter Connection podcast. What a great song. And is this one you recorded at Curb Records?
It is, yeah.
Okay. You've been recording at Curb Records here in Nashville.
It's crazy.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
That's wonderful. Tell us about how that came about and that experience.
I was having a porch beer with this guy that I was staying with in East Nashville, and he had his neighbor over. And I met him briefly, and then about a week later, there was the Lachlan Table anniversary party. They like do it every year over in East Nashville.
Okay.
And they like had like a street party going on. And I was like cruising around on this like beach chopper bicycle.
Nice.
And came across this, and I was sort of just like cycled through it, and this guy was sat there with a cooler, and it was the guy from the porch, who's Jake Burns. And we became friends pretty quick, and we cut my first record together.
Wow. He's the engineer, producer?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, both. Well, we co-produced together.
That's awesome.
And yeah, he's the studio engineer and the mixing engineer. And yeah, we did the Dive Bars and Heartbreaks EP over at Loud.
Okay.
Where, you know, James Stroud used to be.
Yep.
And so that's where Jake's at.
Okay.
And then I came back last year and cut a couple of singles.
Wow.
And he was working over at Curb because they were doing some renovations. So then, yeah, he's also at Curb. Curb's now taken over Loud. And yeah, it's
with some amazing musicians.
The best.
Yeah. These guys are incredible to watch, aren't they?
It blew my mind the first time I did it. The first time I saw him play, I just sat in on a session, just to sort of get a groove for it. Jake invited me along, and he was just like, "Hey, just come and hang out."
Yeah,
went and hung out, and I was like, "These guys are piecing songs together in like 40 minutes."
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's done.
Yeah,
I'm like.
Yeah, and sounds incredible. If you were a songwriter and you're ready to do some, like bring it to the next level, like a demo, I really recommend you come to Nashville and get that demo experience here with some of these amazing musicians. They chart them out. And I remember the first time that I came into the studio and was doing that, I was just watching a demo. These guys look at the charts, they listen to the song on a work tape, and they make some notes, and then they go in that studio and play it like they've been playing it their entire life.
Exactly.
And you're writing like 30 minutes, 40 minutes, it's down, there it is.
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. It really is. It's something.
And especially when like the songs are so different, like one off the other, and they're like utterly different.
Yep.
It's amazing.
And you have your own band at home too.
I do,
So, and it's it's still a different. I mean, these guys I'm sure are fantastic, and you're used to playing with them, and now you're in a whole new situation with different players, and it's a different field, isn't it?
It is something else.
The unbelievable.
It is something
hard
else.
To explain.
I love
it.
It is because they are that talented.
Let's talk about your songwriting voice and when you discovered it and how you first started writing. I know you were playing out at age 11.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was in like rock bands throughout my teens and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And we did like a bit of writing here and there. And I did a lot of it when I was at college.
Yeah.
I was doing music at college in Oxford. And that's actually how I know my bass player and guitarist back home.
Okay. Now, did you go to Oxford? I'm just had to ask. Where'd you go to college?
It was Oxford.
It was? Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow, okay. And I was joking. I'm sorry.
No.
So you studied at Oxford.
I did, yeah. So we have college, which is like after high school. You do two years of college after high school, which we call secondary school. And then then after college, you then go to university, which is what you'll call college. So I was at Oxford for 2 years, and I went to London for about 7 months. So we did a lot of writing then, but I think it was probably about end of 2017 that I found my songwriting voice.
Yeah. And I'm talking different from your voice, singing voice, which by the way, you have just the right amount of gravel in your voice. I love it. Boy, I tell you, you got a good voice. But your songwriting voice, that's when you first discovered it.
Yeah. It was about 5 or 6 months after I found my singing voice, I suppose. Mm. I was never a front man.
No?
I was always a lead guitar.
Really?
I was always like a lead guitar player and backing vocals. That was it.
How'd the front man kind of come along?
I fell into it.
You fell into it?
I tripped.
Kind of like Bev. Bev, your publicist with us today. Oh my gosh. Sorry, Bev. She broke her ankle not too long ago. Oh, we love that you're here, though. And all the great things you do. broke. So, you wrote this last song by yourself. Imagine coming to Nashville.
Solo, right, yeah.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of solo right back home?
That's all I really ever knew.
Ever did.
That's all I really ever knew. And then I think it was, when I came here in 22, so just after COVID, I started co-writing with some people.
Now, and that's a different experience, isn't it? I mean, here in Nashville, we do a lot of co-writing.
Yeah.
And was it hard at first to open your heart and soul to other writers?
Yeah, it definitely took me a minute. And I feel like every co-writer I do, I'm still learning.
Are you?
Every songwriter does. Like every room you're in with different musicians, you're always picking up on everyone's energy and everyone's process of how they go about things.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me... It took me a few writes to sort of get like a grip of it.
Yeah.
But at first when I came into town, I was doing some writers rounds and stuff. I got asked a lot by some other musicians. They were like, "Who did you write this with?"
Mm.
I'm like, "Nobody."
Really?
I was like, "Yeah." And they were like, "What?" I was so confused, and then I found out it was the Nashville was such a big songwriting town.
Yeah. Like, did you get a lot of "we should write sometimes"?
Correct. Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And only about 20% of the people follow that up.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I see that you write a lot with Greg Crow.
I do.
Greg every Monday night's at the local with Dave Gibson, who's been on the show. And I interviewed Greg years ago in Cincinnati. Yeah, he used to come up to NSAI a lot. I did a little TV show called Nashville Songwriter Connection. So whenever these songwriters would come up, we would put them on our little TV show.
Yeah.
And we called them, there was daytime Greg Crow. There was daytime Crow and nighttime Crow is what we used to say. Two different people. It seems pretty much all daytime Crow these days, though. Settled in. Nice family.
Yeah.
But he's an awesome musician and songwriter.
Oh, dude, he's great. He was one of the first people I co-wrote with.
Was he? Yeah. And did you meet at the local? These guys?
No, we met. I booked his Airbnb.
Oh, okay. There you go. He's got an Airbnb. Yeah,
that's how we met.
Wow.
And then he invited me to play at the local. We started co-writing stuff, and we co-wrote about 3 songs together.
Well, that's great. That's good. Who are you writing with mostly these days? Just yourself or other people that you like to write with?
Oh, I'm always working on new songs by myself all the time.
Well, it's good to get started on that.
Yeah. Every time I come over here, I'm always writing with a guy called Jason Rettig. Good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. We've written some great songs together. I think I've cut everything that we've written together.
Wow.
And
that's great.
I'm also doing a lot of co-writing with my buddy back home. He's an Aussie artist. He's called Hux.
Okay. Wow.
And such a prolific songwriter. Yeah. He's amazing. And really good friend. And we're sort of churning out some really, really good stuff right now.
Very good. I want to hear some of this stuff. You brought your guitar, beautiful Gibson Hummingbird. Oh, great sound. Why don't you pick that thing up, play us one that you wrote, maybe you co-wrote, just one that you'd like to play and tell us the story behind. Sound good?
That sounds good to me. Let's do that.
All right. Reaching over. This is a beautiful guitar. And this has a name, by the way, this guitar.
It does. Yeah, yeah. Her name is Barbara.
Barbara. Named after?
Named after my godmother.
Your godmother.
Yeah.
That's great. What a great story.
I'm going to play an unreleased one. I'll be releasing it this year, most likely this summer. It's called Road of Yesterday.
Road of Yesterday. Solo or co?
This was a co-write with my buddy Jason Rettig.
Okay, you just talked
to him. I mentioned, and it's probably the hardest song I've ever had to write.
Really? Why is that?
Subject
matter? Or?
Yeah, it's about going down memory lane.
Okay, good. You're going to take us on a little journey here.
Yeah, I hope so.
Here we go.
Walking down the road yesterday, running circles round this room, just trying to keep me sane. Can't help but look back on the better days I had. So much love, so much pain in an old photograph. The house on the left, at the end of memory lane. Still see you in my arms, on that front porch swing. The breeze in your hair, and the sun on your face. It's memories like this, that time can't erase. Walking down the road of yesterday, I'm walking down the road of yesterday. Hand in hand with your ghost, just lead me on your way. 'Cause I'm walking down the road of yesterday. As I sit here all alone, pretending I'm okay, I can't
can't help but stare right back at you in that frame. I'll hold you close to my heart. Will I ever be the same? Since you've been gone, will tears fall like rain? As I'm walking down the road of yesterday, I'm walking down the road of yesterday, hand in hand with your ghost, just leave me on your way. Walking down the road yesterday.
Down the road of yesterday. Man, do you soar on the end of that song? That's crazy. Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Brooke Ellingworth is our guest. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, more. We're going to get another song or two out of you for sure. Don't go away.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at the Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
Brooke Ellingworth, who comes from England and does a lot of trips to Nashville and makes good use of that time, writing songs, getting in the studio over at Curb Records, playing all around. And I also see you make little trips like to Memphis you played and in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like a whole other country in Texas when you get there, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
They got a whole different country chart and everything. And it's different. But I bet you had a blast.
I love Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play there a bit?
I did, yeah. I played in Austin. I made my Texas debut in 22.
Yeah. How'd it go?
It was great.
It was great?
Yeah, it was a blast. I have my good friend Rich Lockhart to thank for that.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it. Hey, back here in Nashville, and you come in like a month at a time, or how long do you usually
stay?
I try and
stay for about a month. Mm-hmm. It makes sense if I'm coming this far. And
you come back in the fall? Yeah.
It's just trying to squeeze everything in.
I mean, if
it was 2 weeks, it'd be exhausting.
Right.
I've been here 4 weeks. It's still exhausting.
Do you get my sleep?
Not enough.
No.
No. Yeah. That's what the coffee's for.
You can sleep when you get home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sleep. You can sleep when you're dead. You know, that was saying.
I saw that you, was it your first release was a live EP?
It was, yeah.
You and your band?
No, it was just me and an acoustic in a room.
That's it?
Over here in Nashville with Jake Burns.
No kidding.
And it was me, Jake, and Greg helped produce it.
Wow.
We had a good old time on that. It was the first thing I'd ever released as a solo artist.
And there's video online, right? On YouTube? Is that... I saw a whole hour song live show of yours.
Maybe that was back in England somewhere.
Okay.
There's tons of live stuff on there.
Okay,
but
that's what I must have been seeing.
Yeah.
So you're there on YouTube. Just look for you. We'll find you.
Yeah.
That live session.
Wow, the RGB session.
The RGB session. That was the
one. I know you're on about.
Tell me about that.
They're a great company. They're based in London. Uh-huh. They reached out beginning of the year and asked if I could go in like a week later to just do this live session with them. And it was just their YouTube channel and their company. And
wow. RGB. It's
great promo for me. Their recording's fantastic.
How could you go wrong? Yeah.
The video was great. The producers and editors on it were great. Great people all around.
Uh-huh. And we can find that on YouTube. You have your own YouTube page?
Yep. It's under Brooke Ellingworth Music.
Ellingworth Music. And do you have a web page too that we can find you on?
Web page is in the process.
In the process. Okay.
Yeah. I was hoping to have a bit of time this month to play around with it.
No chance, right?
I was so wrong.
Yeah. I hear you. And it does take time. You have to sit down and force yourself to do it. It does,
dude. So does social media.
Yeah. Ben and I were talking about before you got here. There's so many social media outlets, and you feel like you gotta.
It takes hours.
Yeah,
it takes hours, I've barely had time this trip to even do any. So I curate loads and loads of material and content, and then I'll just be posting all over the summer. People will be just like, "Wait, are you playing in Oxford or are you playing in Nashville? Or how are you doing this?" No, I will be back home.
Yeah. Do you have a TikTok then?
I do, but I stay away from it.
Yeah.
I linked the Instagram to the TikTok. So every reel I put on Instagram, it goes straight to TikTok. I don't even need to open that app.
Yeah. I want to talk about your songwriting style and how you developed it. And if you have any tricks of the trade or is every song different?
Every song's kind of different. There's no, like, I don't really have a template.
Uh-huh.
As such, you know, the idea is if I get a riff, I'll start with that. I'll work on that and I'll build up on that. Or usually it will be a line, or just a concept.
Yeah.
I felt like a great exercise to work on your songwriting tools and to build that toolkit is to pick yourself a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Like randomly, like I did one at the beginning of the year. I was writing with some buddies, and we sort of had this like little challenge going on between us, just to like, you know, keep
the
tool shop.
I'm loving this, by the way.
And we did it weekly, and it would be one of us would stick up a topic. We'd take it in turns. One of us would stick up a topic per week.
Wow.
Be random. Like one day I put up like mode of transportation, like transportation hubs. Okay. You know, like a bus stop or a taxi rank or an airport or a mule and cart. I don't know. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
And that was the topic. It was just like, right, run with it. And then like the next week would be like weather.
I love it.
Next week would be somewhere you can live.
I'll be darned.
You know?
And just talk about what we can write with that.
And yeah. And it's mad to see what you come out with. And it's amazing. Even if you hate the song, it's still a song. It's not like you're going to be playing it your whole life. It's just another one that you've got in a back catalog.
That's just a wonderful exercise. I love that. Do that.
Yeah.
Guys, before I moved to Nashville, we would get together in Cincinnati. We'd call it Breakfast in a Hook.
Breakfast in a Hook. I like that.
We'd eat pancakes and everybody would throw out song ideas and then we'd pick one and go to someone's house and write it. So I love the fact that you're doing things like that to expand your creativity.
You know?
Which is something you can work on, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah. And it is definitely something that I've kept doing.
Do you find that you've got your songwriting antennas up all the time, trying to find different...
I do.
Yeah.
Conversations.
Yeah.
Conversations, man. I mean, like, especially with meeting new folks out here that are from places that I've never been or heard of or know anything about. And making friends and having conversations, I'm there just like, I'm not being rude, but I'm just going to get my phone out and write that down.
I have to read what you just said there.
You know? Yeah. I do it all the time.
I do that all the time,
Dude, I had one the other day I thought was hilarious. like, yeah, I had two in one day, and the line was, she lives in Santa Fe.
She lives in Santa Fe?
And then the other line was, $2 cigar.
$2 cigar. I love it. We had a writing session not too long ago with an artist, and Andrew Max got a great voice.
Mm.
And his from a conversation, he said, I heard a lady say the other day, I'm going to probably die on this bar stool. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and Scott Barrier was the co-writer. I said, we're going to write that. Yeah. We're writing that. And we got a really cool song called Die on This Bar Stool. I'm going to record that song.
Yeah, dude, you should.
Yeah, I'm going to record it. It's so funny. You got those antennas up, and there's always something. Sometimes it's a sign. Sometimes it's something, and you go, it sparks it in you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you put it in your book. And
you got to capture it.
Yeah.
Write it down. That's the great thing about everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a phone on them. You can just notes.
Yeah.
And also like the voice memo app.
Yeah.
Mine is so unorganized. It's dreadful, and like it just like picks up like locations.
Yeah.
And I did a work tape a couple of weeks ago before we went to the studio, sent it to the session leader, and got all the charts laid out in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Going through them, I'm like, what song is that? And it's Frothy Monkey. I mean, I stay right around the corner from
the Frothy Monkey.
Frothy Monkey.
You got your Frothy Monkey golf.
And yeah, it came up as that. I was like, what is this song? But no, yeah, I definitely need to organize that. But I love that voicemail app, because if you're having a conversation with someone, or if you overhear, you can be sat in Waffle House.
Yeah.
And
let me some Waffle House.
Just hit record.
Yeah.
And then pick it up later and be like,
you know, I find it usually, I'm laying in bed.
Yeah.
And that line will come to you. Oh, that's what I'm looking for. And if you fall asleep, chances are you are not going to remember that.
Yeah.
Maybe you will like 3 weeks later. You go, oh, you know, I had a line there. Because that's happened to me. And it's completely gone. But if you turn over and just get in there, record it or something, that's kind of cool. You co-wrote a song. And I love how you take a twist to something. I'm listening to your music this morning. And I think it's a song you wrote with Greg Crow. Called Truck Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's a song you can play for us, but what I love about it is, you know, you think about truck stop. We're not talking about, in a way we are, but we're not really talking about a Pilot or a Flying J or even a Buck East. We're talking about you're telling your truck to stop.
Yeah.
And I loved that play on words. And I just wanted to talk more about that song and maybe hear it if you could.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more than happy to play it for you. But
good.
It came about, he had this
that was great,
had this
right?
story. It was one of the first ones we started writing together. And yeah, it's this story about a boy and a girl grew up tiny town, and the girl's got big dreams. She wants to leave, she wants to get out, she wants to go to LA, she needs to chase something. If she's an actor or a musician or something, I'm not sure, but she works at this diner. And she's saving up all her money, all her tips. And her boyfriend, they got this beat up old truck, and they're fixing it up when they get time. And she puts all her money into it, and then the truck finally gets fixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And she either decides to stay or leave, and she leaves, leaving the boy back home heartbroken. He couldn't go with her.
Yeah.
Probably got a job, you know.
Yeah.
And he's just, instead of the song being boy singing to a girl, we had it boy singing to the truck that she left in to stop and turn around and bring her back to him.
Love it. That's how to write a song. I'm telling you, that's great. That is great writing.
Called her white trash, 'cause she grew up in a trailer park. She saved her tips from the diesel diner where she'd smile and play in the park. Bought a beat up Silverado, fixed her up on our days off. She flipped a coin when we were done,
and the West Coast won the toss. When truck stop, that girl make a turn around. We'll come back home right now instead of being LA bound. Make her take a second look in your rear view. We'll change her mind somehow. Truck stop, that girl make a turn. Turn around. Blare that song on your radio. Make her wanna drown it out. Let her take her back in time and make her wanna cry right out loud. Truck stop, hey girl, make a turn around. We'll come back home right now instead of being LA bound. Make her take a second look in your rear view. We'll change her mind somehow. Truck stop,
some writing and some singing. Oh my gosh, that was incredible. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
That's a great song. You know, singing to the truck, not the gal.
Singing to the truck.
Isn't that something? That's an interesting twist. Very cool. Love it. That should be a single, my friend. Is that out? Will it be?
It will be.
With a studio?
It will be.
Musicians?
It's done.
Good.
It's done.
I'm saying that's a hit, okay? That really is. And I look forward to that coming out real soon. Great song.
Really Thank you. Is.
Hey, what's on the Brooke Ellingworth playlist these days? What are you listening to?
Dude, I'm listening to a load of Kip Moore.
Yeah. You like him.
I'm a big fan.
Really?
Big fan. Love his writing. Love his attitude towards everything.
Oh, yeah. He really is.
Killer voice. And, hell, I actually just saw him play at the Ascend Amphitheater the other week.
Oh, did you? Wow.
Great gig. It was him and Billy Currington.
Oh, Billy.
And, yeah, great gig.
I bet.
I'm always listening to the Cadillac 3. I love that band.
They're great.
They just played the Royal Albert Hall in London.
Did they really?
Sod's law for me. I come out to Nashville. My favorite band from Nashville goes to the UK.
Oh, the UK. Isn't that funny how that works? Oh, no, that's terrible. Wow.
I'm listening to a bunch of Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, you got to love her right now. I think she's the queen of country.
Yeah.
Right
now,
the new queen. Yeah, she really is.
She's definitely going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Entertainer of the Year, and she's winning all the awards.
I just saw her play before I came out to Nashville. Yeah, she played the O2 Kentish Town Forum, which is one of my favorite venues in London.
Wow.
And Yeah, I saw Brothers Osborne. The first time I was there, I saw the Cadillac 3 and Brothers Osborne.
Together, wow.
Yeah.
What a show that must have been.
Yeah, it was. They bought out the Brothers Osborne with them on tour. It was like their first ever time going out there.
Wow.
And a couple of years later, they're opening up for Brothers Osborne.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Maybe someday they'll be opening up for you. We hope anyway.
I hope so.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, dude, I just want to open for someone. So it was the beginning of this year. I had a date, and it was a good night. We were at this like dive rock and roll bar, known for being a bit dodgy in the middle of Oxford. It's great, and we're drinking beers and we're shooting shots and we're playing pool. This girl comes up to us. She goes, "Are you guys married?"
Really?
I was like, and my date was just like, "Yeah, we are." I'm like,
oh my God. See, okay. I would have been the same way.
And
And
throughout the whole night, all these people kept coming up to us and that we were meeting and whatnot, and like whoever we spoke to, they were like, "Are you married?" Man, who asks that? Who asked that?
Exactly.
It was like I had a sign on my back that said, "We're married, ask us." Then we go to another bar. And we're getting some drinks. Girl next to us at the bar gets chatting to the person I'm with, and she goes, "Are you guys married?"
Oh my goodness.
What is happening? It didn't work out, and a couple weeks later, I was telling someone about it. They were like, "Oh, how's like, you know, life and what's going on?" And I was telling them about this night. I was like, "Huh. Married for one night."
Married for one night.
It's kind of a cool story.
You had to write a song about it.
I had to. And then I played it to the band, and my band were just like, this song's great.
What?
So yeah, married for one night. It's a solo write.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, that's a lie. It's not a solo write. I had my buddy Hux work on the bridge and some of the composition with me, and yeah, that bridge is high. I've got to remember that. Okay.
There was two ways of calling it, and it wasn't right top pocket. Another round on our tab, 10 beers, 2 shots, and that is that. Sparks flew the haze of the room, purple rain and Hendrix too. Little wild turkey got us loose, 'cause we got nothing to lose. We got married for one night. Some would say that it wasn't right, but it suited us for a time. You'd think we'd both lost our minds, 'cause we got married for one night. We got married for one night. Yes, we did. Dressed together is what we said. Our eyes locked, our lips said the rest. There's a little bit of me in those brown eyes. You got lost in mind, trying to make it out alive. No wedding dress, no suit or tie. Couple jean jackets on a rainy night. Black cup of coffee come morning light. You in my arms one last time. We got married for one night. Some would say that it wasn't right, but it suited us for that time. You think we both lost our minds, 'cause we got hitched under neon light. Love moves fast when it's in plain sight. We drank through all those first steps, plastic tie ring and a jukebox full of memories. We got married for one night. sun ever shed. This one's gonna last forever. In a different life, we can make it out together. 'Cause we are married for one night. Some would say that it wasn't right, but it suited us for that time. I wanted you to be mine. 'Cause we got hitched under neon light. Love moves fast when it's in plain sight. We drank through all those first steps, plastic tie ring and a jukebox full of memories. We got married for one night. We got married for one night. 'Cause we got married for one night. We got married for one night. Yes, we did.
And that's awesome. My friend, you have got a range to your voice, too. I mean, you can go into that smoothly into that falsetto and right back.
Oh, thank you.
And a great writer, too. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You realize since you played at the local a couple of rounds after me, I'm going to tell everybody I opened up for you. Don't wreck that for me. Okay. It's a feather in my
hat. I love that.
What's next for you this summer? What's going on?
I'm going back. I fly back to England tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of shows this summer. June is looking busy. That, and I want to just write a load and like spend the summer making content and then do some surfing and paddleboarding and stuff in between.
Nice. you like know, to surf.
I do. Yeah.
Just is like, there surf know, in Oxford?
No, it's like about the nearest surf's like 3.5 hours.
Three
away.
And a half hours. Worth the trip.
Oh yeah. Big time.
Do you write beach music at all?
The closest thing I've got to a beach song is probably like Margarita on the Dash.
I heard that song. Yeah, that's a great song.
Which
is
about a hula girl, not the drink.
Not the drink. That's
it
right.
It started off being about the drink and then it ended up being the hula girl.
Well, that's what I figured. Certainly you're not promoting drinking and driving.
No, exactly. That was the thing.
That song's streaming out there. Along it's with all your other stuff too. So check him out. Brooke Ellingworth. It's good to meet you, my friend. All
Dave,
the best
it's a pleasure.
To you.
Thank
I think
you so
you're
much.
Doing everything right. You really are. And safe travels to you and everything. Okay?
Thanks for having me,
Next
Dave.
Time you come through, you're welcome. Come back.
I'll be here.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening. Keep creating and keep the melodies alive.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.